Welcome to the final bonus episode of the year. Now, this has been a very, very interesting year with lots and lots of different and creative ideas. I really hope a lot of you have been participating in the guided masturbations because those are the ones that I want you to take a more active approach to. And it is also good training if you do genuinely want to become a good boy. But today, we are going to be talking a little bit more about my stories rather than my monologues or my guides, because I have noticed a theme running through a lot of my written stories, which is the boys in them are definitely good boys, but they are not the kind of good boys that you would see normally in femdom fiction. Normally, the good boys are always obedient, always doing everything they're supposed to, and getting incredibly distressed when they don't do it right. And really, I don't want that. I don't find it very exciting or attractive in any sense. I want a boy with a little bit of fucking personality. Seriously, I mean, if you are going to get into any form of a relationship with someone, you have to be interested in them. And if someone is the same all the time, if they're always obedient, if they're always doing everything just for you, you are their life, they have nothing else, then really it's not a partnership. And I do believe that in a submissive dominant relationship, it is still a partnership. There is still give and take there. So I did notice that practically all my boys do have a little bit of a cheeky streak about them. They're all very confident. They all like to tease their women. And of course, they get their comeuppance for it, of course. But they do enjoy the comeuppance because they are, of course, submissive boys. So I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about matriarchal fiction in general, which is a criminally underwritten subgenre, but that's not what we're talking about. But in the matriarchal fiction that I read, a lot of it is really not realistic, in my opinion. It's just every man is completely 100% downtrodden and completely submissive and just broken, basically. I mean, the writer says they're happy in their position, but they are completely lacking any semblance of personality. So I got to thinking about our world and how women, despite being not treated the way they should have been throughout the years, they were not just completely always downtrodden by men. They held a certain amount of power, and this is called soft power. There is hard power, which is the more concrete, political, physical, that kind of power. You know, the power that most people think of when they hear the word power. But there is also soft power, which is a little more subtle, a little more indirect, because for all those centuries, women held things that men wanted. They wanted women's bodies, they wanted their affection, they wanted a certain amount of things from them that, if they were decent human beings, they could only get by giving the woman whatever she wanted. And that is where I differ from a lot of femdom writers, because they, despite their boys being submissive, maintain this dynamic. The men are still trying to convince the women to sleep with them, to want to be with them. That doesn't change whether it is a dominant or submissive relationship. But I believe that in a actual matriarchal society, the men would have soft power. They would have the kind of soft power that women had. they would be in professions that show off their bodies. They would be taught to have a certain amount of charm about them. There would be a lot of things that women admired and desired about them. It wouldn't just all be in the women's favor. That's not how a matriarchal or a patriarchal society works. It's not like one group of people has all the power, even if they have the most amount of power and the most obvious kind of power. So that is what I have noticed in my fiction, is that all the boys have a certain amount of soft power over the women. And I know that that is not a popular thing in femdom fiction, because a lot of submissives do want to be completely downtrodden. They want to be completely, entirely, 100% controlled by their dominant. I don't want that. I don't want a boy who wants that. I want a boy who wants his own life, but also bows to my superiority and my better judgment, because that's what he needs in his life. So I know that has been a kind of a rant. I don't really do rants. I usually organize my thoughts a little bit better, but yeah, that was something I saw going through my fiction a lot. And I do love boys with confidence and personality and a certain amount of sex appeal in that way. I don't want them to be just completely submissive, because if they just give it to me, where's the chase? Where's the excitement? Where's the fun? I like the chase. That's the thing. You see in a lot of mainstream media, mainstream stories, where the man is the dominant one, it's the chase he finds exciting. I find the chase exciting. I don't want a boy to just throw himself at my feet all the time. I want to be desired by him, yes, but I do like that initial game of cat and mouse where there's something he's holding back, like I have to kind of seduce him, woo him, treat him right, treat him like a woman should treat her boy, if you know what I mean. And I really want to know if there are submissive boys out there who are interested in something like that, because most submissive men that I have encountered, either in real life or online, want that completely 100% downtrodden relationship. They don't want to be wooed. They don't want to be taken care of in that way. They don't want to be treated well, if you know what I mean. And that's what I want to do. I want to treat my submissives well. I want to spoil them. I want to be the thing they need. But if they need to be completely humiliated or completely broken or just a shell upon which I am supposed to submit orders, then I am not interested in the slightest. And I want boys who are listening to answer this question, please do, because I have such trouble finding submissive men who want a relationship like this. So do let me know, do reflect on your behavior throughout the year, and have a happy new year. I really, really hope that next year is a good one for all of us. Goodbye.